Welcome to the experience.
Left channel. Right channel.
Welcome to the experience.
Left channel. Right channel.
Hi, this is Mark, and welcome back to the Candle Shore Podcast. This is show number 19. The title of today's show is A Real Trekker. I want to talk to you about a new device that I got a couple of weeks ago, and it's called a trekker, and I need to describe something. It is basically a device that allows low vision people or blind people to be virtually independent with regards to navigating from place to place. Now, those of you who know me already know about the trekker, and you've seen me with it, so this podcast is probably not for you. However, the reason I'm doing a show on this is because there are a lot of people out there who don't or are not aware of GPS devices and the accessibility advances that are being made. So this show is for you. Let's go over what a GPS system is. It's come to be known that GPS stands for Global Positioning Systems, and I think most people are aware of that. That's how the air traffic controllers keep track of airplanes in the sky. In recent years, of course, we know that NASA and places can look down and take maps of the Earth. They can pinpoint, I think, down to about a foot now, that kind of accuracy. And probably, I'm sure that they can do it more accurate than that. They just don't want the public to know. But again, in recent years, global positioning systems, or GPSs, have been incorporated into automobiles. And in fact, if you have or you buy or purchase a high-end Cadillac, Lexus, BMWs, they come with built-in GPS, and what it does, it allows the automobile operator to very quickly navigate from place to place. You start at point A, you type in the destination of where you want to be, and in a matter of seconds, the GPS device will tell you how to get there in either the most efficient way, that is to say, the fastest way, or the shortest distance, which is not always the same as the fastest way, because of traffic, roadblocks, detours, things like that. And I guess a couple of years ago, they introduced GPS, personal GPSs, for people who wanted to carry them, you know, on their person, so that a person who's just walking down the street or in a new city, you have this, again, a handheld device that, again, you type in point A, go to point B, it will figure out a route for you. And it's not just about a map, mapping out a destination. They also have points of interest, which, you know, I think the most recent maps that are coming out on the mainstream market, list about 18 million. So if you want to know where the nearest Bank of America is, you type in Bank of America, boom, it'll give you the nearest 10, or McDonald's, or the nearest theater, or amusement park. So it's not just about, projecting and calculating routes. They have a lot of new features and functions. This eliminates the need to go to a site like MapQuest, print out a route, and then get on the road and discover that there's traffic or there's detours, and you have to revamp everything. So that's generally what GPSs are. The two big names in personal GPS systems, are going to be Magellan and Garmin. I'm a fan of the Garmin 550C, as in Charlie. You go to any Best Buy, and a lot of stores have them. Even Costco has them now. You can get a GPS for your car for a sighted person, from anywhere from $400 up to about $1,000. The Garmin 550C lists at around $700. It is a wonderful, wonderful birthday Christmas gift for anybody who's driving. And again, if they don't drive, you can get them a handheld device, okay, and they can carry it with them, or you can carry it with you. PDAs have been around for a very long time, personal digital assistants. Palm started the industry, really. I don't remember the numbers of the Palm, but I think the first ones came out around 2000. And basically, it's like a little assistant. You can keep a calendar of events. They have alarm clocks on them, little word processors. In the old days, it was little more than a notebook, a digital notebook, but they've come a long way. Now with Windows Mobile 5 and Palm has its latest system out, it is a virtual mini computer well, I'm looking at it from the Windows perspective now. You know, I have Microsoft Word, Excel, Microsoft Outlook, a lot of games, and they also now include GPS services on them. So you could get strictly a GPS system, or you can get a PDA with GPS capabilities. The smartphones that people are purchasing today, smart cell phones, such as the Trio and various Motorola phones, are smartphones. They actually run an operating system virtually in this country. In the United States, it's either basically two, which would be the Windows Mobile 5 and the Palm system. So you have those things. You have the GPS and you have the PDA for sighted people. Okay? When I talk about a Trekker Maestro, GPS, well, let's go back. PDAs have been a long time dream for people with disabilities. I'm talking about blind and low vision people, because up until recently, the best we could do was to get refreshable braille devices that are very large. They don't fit in the palm of your hand. Usually, a two-handed type of device. It's, you know, looks like a small purse. There are three major companies, really. I'm not going to bore you with details, but let me just say that it has been a challenge to bring PDA capability to blind people. Freedom Scientific and Humanware have been the two leaders. There's also Dolphin Systems that are in the market. So there are basically three major players in this country that are marketing in this country. Okay, so having said all of this, Trekker Maestro, the real Trekker, is a PDA that at this point they're shipping a Dell 550 and 551, which is a personal digital assistant that you can buy off the shelf at Fry's, Best Buy. Obviously, you can, well, if it's Dell, you can go to Dell.com and get them. They typically run around, I think the list price is somewhere between $300-$400. They're about the same size as an iPod, I'm drawing a blank here. HP has PDAs, the iPac series. Anyway, they're touch screens, and when you buy them, you get a little stylus, and literally, you put it in your hand, it fits in one hand, and you use the other hand to type on the keypad and various things. Well, what Humanware has done is they have integrated speech onto the Dell and the iPacs, and with that speech, they have included software that is GPS that integrates a personal digital assistant and GPS for low vision and blind people. So now you have a device that can virtually do everything that a sighted counterpart can do. It's pretty ingenious. I'm not going to bore you with all the details, but I want you to know that with a GPS or with a Trekker, the software is called Trekker, and the PDA aspect of it is called Maestro. So I'll just say Trekker, Maestro, or Trekker. The advantage is now a blind, low vision person can carry the device on his or his or her person, and as they walk down the street, the device will say, you are approaching, let's say, 2nd Street, turn left onto Main Street. It will tell you the where you are, and it will also find points of interest as you walk in front of them. And you can even create your own point of interest. For example, a person who's totally blind, who's walking down a street, let's say the person lives at 121 Sherman Way, and they get off the bus, their device is on, they have already set their home as a point of interest. As they walk, approach their home, they will hear their own voice coming back that may say something like, "You are now home," so that they know to turn left or right into the building. So it's pretty amazing. Also, if you think about it, blind people, low vision people who can't see at a great distance, when you're on a bus or riding public transportation, you can't see when the streets are coming up. Now, some cities like Santa Monica and Los Angeles, New York, they've implemented a talking automated attendant that will tell, as the bus approaches different stops, it will say next stop X, Y, and Z, next stop. But sometimes, and I don't know why this is, it can be off by one or two streets, and I guess they're still perfecting their technology. But with the Trekker Maestro in the bus, the user can not only know where they are, but what the next street, the next two or three streets will be, how fast the bus is moving, what direction it's going. It's just much, much more accurate and independent. This will not replace a cane or a seeing eye dog or a guide dog, but it's amazing at the freedom it affords its user. And in addition to that, you have the ability now to sync up with a PC with your emails and calendar. You can take voice notes, media players included, a clock, all kinds of neat things. So that's, for those of you who don't know, I just want to introduce you to this technology. It's here. If you know anyone that might benefit, you may contact HumanWear. I'll give you the general website, www.humanware.com or humanware.ca for Canada. And you'll see all the information for the Trekker Maestro. It listed at the time of this show, it's listing at around $1,600 to $1,700. But maybe you can find it in local retailers or local distributors for maybe a little bit less. I'm not exactly sure. So that's all this. And this is a little bit different format than I'm used to doing, but I really am impressed. I've had mine now for a couple of weeks, a little over a couple of weeks. It's working well. It's not a perfect technology. It is cutting edge, which means we're still, ironing out some of the rough edges. But it certainly is something that I think a lot of people will benefit from. And it will have far-reaching impacts on disability community? Oh, whatever, something like that. Okay, that's it for this day. That's it for this show. My name is Mark Taylor, and thank you for listening to the show. You can, if you want to know more about the show or subscribe to the feed, I'm getting all tongue-tied here, you can go to all things Candleshore at www.candleshore.com. You can subscribe to the podcast at feeds.feedburner.com/Candleshore. And you can always send me an email. I would really like to hear from you at musicman@candleshore.com. musicman@candleshore.com. Remember to make a joyful noise this week, and I'll see you back here next week. Take care. Bye-bye.